Jag turned to look into the holocam, now addressing himself directly to the common people of the Empire.
But you deserve more than that. As citizens of the Empire, you also deserve a government that is open and honest. And I'm sorry to say I have not done as well in this. That changes, now. Early this morning, I signed a new charter for the Imperial News Network, bestowing on it an endowment large enough to operate for centuries to come. Even more important, this charter also grants INN independence from any form of government censorship. In exchange, Jag continued, I have charged the Imperial News Network with the duty to investigate and report on government affairs at every level, including those of the head of state and the Imperial Moffs. I've done this so that you, the citizens of the Empire, will have the knowledge required to hold your government accountable.
An angry rustle filled the auditorium as the Moffs began to plot and complain among themselves. Jag paused, confident that the sensitive holocam mics would pick up and relay every whisper to INN's viewing audience. After allowing the murmur to build for a few moments, he looked straight into the holocam again.
As you can tell, not everyone is happy about that.
Someone behind the stage let out an involuntary snort. Jag allowed himself to smile along, knowing that the billions of people watching on their home planets would also be laughing along. He paused for a few moments, allowing time for his tone to grow serious, then continued.
Unfortunately, as almost everyone in the Empire must know by now, it appears that Shay Harsey and the INN editorial board took me at my word. And now I find myself in the position of having to give an accounting of recent events on Hagamor 3.
Jag grabbed the sides of the podium, trying to look as though what he was about to say would be difficult for him.
I am sorry to inform you that most of Shay Harsey's report is correct. I did order the Consolidator to bombard Admiral Dalla's secret campaign headquarters in the Moon Maiden on Hagamor 3.
He paused. There were no outbursts or rage or disgust or surprise from the Moffs, or even Dalla, which said a lot about the Empire. Such tactics were simply how things were done in Imperial politics, and the lack of even feigned indignation among the Moffs made him wonder if he might be trying to usher in democracy a little too quickly.
There are two facts that you should know, Jag continued. First, any speculation that Admiral Rej had any knowledge of those orders is entirely unwarranted. I issued my orders directly to the Consolidator, deliberately excluding Admiral Rej from the chain of command. When he learned what I had done, he grew so angry that he accused me of being spacesick.
This drew a chuckle from the moderator and several members of the backstage crew.
The second thing you should know, Jag continued, is the reason I ordered the bombardment. The Moon Maiden was much more than Admiral Dalla's campaign headquarters. It also housed a secret nanotech laboratory. And that lab was developing an illegal youth serum extracted from Drox.
At last, the auditorium reacted.
Drox were the horrific insects responsible for the Death Seed Plague that had claimed billions of lives in two separate sector-spanning pandemics. Literally stealing the life energy from their hosts, Drox were extremely difficult to detect in an infected person, and it was for that reason that experimenting with Drox was well beyond the limits of civilized behavior, even in the Empire.
Hearing Jag's statement, most of the Moffs cried out in genuine anger and indignation. And Dalla's voice was louder and more vehement than all the rest.
Liar!
Her eyes were wide and mad, and the fury in her voice suggested that while the accusation had taken her completely by surprise, she had grasped instantly the damage it would do.
If you think you can divert attention from your own crime by accusing me of involvement in another, you are badly mistaken. The citizens of the Empire are much too smart to fall for such an obvious deception.